2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Oh, welcome to the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast. Today, the show where we don't talk about poo.
Yay!
Whoa! Yay. Damn it! What are we gonna do then?
I don't know. I thought you had something to do.
It's a duty-free
show
zone.
And tell.
It's a duty-free store. I guess we could do show and tell.
Oh, I gotta go get something then.
I know, we gotta go. Do we have a minute to get something?
Yeah. You know, didn't we just say a few minutes ago we were doing show and tell?
But
we're on the air.
We were on the air. We didn't have a break.
And okay, well then, go get your stuff.
Oh, I can.
Right, we all have to go. We'll be right
Scary's
back.
Got something back there in his pile of crap.
Leaving.
I got something.
All right. Brody is off and running. There's his fashionable leather couch waiting for his his tuchus to return.
It's a Raymore and Flanagan special.
Well, you don't know.
But see,
that's
the way
good.
He's been sitting, I thought it was like just a two-piece right there. I didn't think it came out. I would never have thought it came out that way.
There's a lot of real estate on that couch. And Gandhi's back, Nate's back, Danielle's back. So we're waiting for Froggy and Dave Brody. I don't want to start without them.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to start, though. Mine is a total fail.
Oh.
So I got drunk or high or something, and I spent $50-something dollars on Amazon. It's this top that you can spin.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to never stop.
How's that going?
Yeah.
It's stopped.
All right, here we go. It will stop.
I've
spun it like 15 times.
I think I know why.
Why?
Because that is not the perfect spin. Because see how it's curving.
Okay.
If you were to drop it and spin it, and it just spins in place without moving, it should never stop. And you're also on a surface with papers.
Well, no, it says it's supposed to do it on this glass.
Oh.
The little glass that he has it on.
Okay.
Now, well, that's my show and tell.
Will you return that and get your $50-something dollars back?
No. Are you going to write a review and say it's broken?
Yeah.
Oh.
Now, see, it's moving around.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's
if you do it without dropping, like just hold it on there and spin it, does that make a difference?
Scary told me to drop it.
Not drop it, but it's just got to be the perfect spin.
Snapping your fingers like this.
What a piece of crap.
That thing is a piece of shit.
Okay. All right. Move on. Nothing to see here.
All right.
Froggy, what's your show and tell?
Okay, this is proof that my wife buys the most worthless shit. You ready? Okay.
Yeah,
So... She comes home yesterday.
My name to that list.
Here we go. Salt and pepper shakers. We're never going to use these. And they're Halloween editions. One's a hand. One's a skull.
So cute.
And they're pumpkins. We're never going to use them. No, we're never going to use these. There's never going to be salt and pepper in any of this stuff. She buys the most worthless shit. And why do we need two sets? For what? Yeah, exactly.
Well, I know, but you know, when you see that, you're like, oh my God, I can season my food with... A festive salt and pepper shaker in the spirit of what is that?
It's a hand. And look
at this. It's a little creepy hand.
How much salt or pepper could this possibly hold? It's only, it's just the word. And then hold on.
Well, show us how you would shake pepper out of a hand. I want to see that.
It's like.
Okay. I love it.
This is an eyeball, actually.
That's funny.
With two
Send
holes
them
in the top.
One.
No, Danielle, this is crap.
No, it's not.
It's not crap.
It is. It's worthless crap.
It's decorative.
All right. Well, now I don't feel so awful about my spinning top that fails.
Yeah.
Where's Brody? He's still looking for something interesting.
He's still looking for something.
There he is. All right. Danielle, you're up.
All right. So I don't know if you guys know, but I love ancient Egypt, and I love a lot of artifacts and stuff from ancient Egypt. So Sheldon got me this once for a gift. It's an ancient Egyptian gold fragment. It's a real... gold fragment.
That's cool.
From ancient Egypt. Isn't that cool?
That's really cool.
How do you know that's not the wrapper off a Rolo? It's not. Shut up.
It came with an authenticity and all that stuff.
That looks like a wrapper off a Rolo.
I think it's awesome.
Is that the
it's
same
from
company
304
that sells,
to 30 BC.
Is that the same company that sells you a piece of land on Mars?
Yes.
No, it's not.
Or a spinner.
Oops.
Yeah.
Shut up. Whatever.
All right. I love it, Danielle. It's
fabulous. Thank you.
Gandhi, come on.
Okay, I have something that's probably going to give Scary, Garrett, definitely Scotty B, a little bit of PTSD here. So About a year and a half ago, we went to a resort together, all of us, and we were told, hey, you guys can go into this gift shop and pick one thing out. In the gift shop there, I freaking found a lamp. Now, it wasn't part of the, hey, pick something out. I did pay for it. But the lamp is the coolest lamp I've ever seen in my life. Look at this thing. It's all instruments. We've talked about it before. But it's a trumpet.
I love that lamp.
It's so cool.
I imagine you got that, and you're trying to figure out how to get it home. Remember that?
Yeah. Two drums.
Show us all the instruments. There's the drums at the bottom.
There's the drums. Okay, so there are two drums at the bottom, right. And then there's clarinet,
right.
And then there's a trumpet.
I love it. Yeah.
Awesome. She got that from the Cartwright Resort's gift shop. I'm like, look at how cool is
scary.
That?
Thank God you said that. You have a free weekend coming up now.
Was that for sale, or did you just buy it spot on scene?
It was not on sale. I said, is that on sale? And she said, oh, not really, but I'll sell it to you if you want it. And then she sold it to me. And then poor Scotty had to, like, tote it around for a few days like a human and bring it to me at the station, which I love you for. Thank you.
No problem.
I love show and tell. I love show and tell.
I have something.
Okay, what do you have, Scotty B?
I've had this tucked away in my studio for quite a while. I never quite had the right time to wear it. It's a penis belt.
What?
It's a belt that you kind of like, and it's a penis on the bottom of it. So you... You wear it around, and you just kind of, when you buckle it, it just kind of hangs down.
I like it. I like it.
It's a penis belt.
I like it. It's too long for me, though. It's too long.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
All right. Where were we? Scary.
Yeah. You know, I was inspired. I was watching CBS Sunday Morning this past Sunday, and I see that every president of the United States has a sketch or a painting drawn of them, which is very nice, right? So I'm like, oh my God, that reminds me of the time that one of our listeners was so kind. She was an aspiring artist. She wanted to sketch people. So we have a sketch of Danielle Monero here.
Yes! That is my favorite thing.
That looks just like me.
Hold on. But wait. I then went into my phone and I dug up the two more. I dug up the one she did of me. This is the Scary Jones sketch.
Nice.
And then,
very lifelike.
Last but not least, the sketch of Elvis Duran.
Oh, Lord. Hi.
Oh, my goodness.
So
thank you.
Why is everybody's head so wide?
Right. Because we have wide heads.
Danielle's
is my favorite.
Danielle looks like, if you haven't seen 90 Day Fiancé, you're not going to get this, but she looks like Big Ed.
I do. I got no neck going
big
on.
Big-headed Ed.
Something missing. Right. I don't want my necklace.
Garrett, what do you have for show and tell?
All right. So in quarantine, I started researching new hobbies. And one of them, as a kid, I did a lot of basketball cards. So I bought these two packs of basketball cards where if a card in here could be valued at somewhere over $10,000 if I have it. So I haven't opened them yet. I'll do it as we go. I mean, I could be very rich. I got to flip it on eBay, obviously.
See, here's the thing about opening that. If it remains unopened, there's always the possibility there's a $10,000 card
right.
in it.
Right.
But now you sell this one. I open this one, but I'll sell this one to whoever is watching this right now. So we slide into the DMs.
Does it come with gum? I like the gum inside.
No, it ruins
Daniel,
it.
That's always the shittiest gum alive. The flavor's gone.
Oh, it's the best gum.
It's the best gum.
One of these Zion Williams cards in about 5 years could be worth a hell of a lot of money. So, I have one. It's great. So look for it maybe
there you go.
Soon.
Look at that. Nice. So there's an extra bonus from our show and tell. Hey, Nate, what do you have for show and tell?
Okay. You know when you get somebody a gift and they don't use it?
Yeah.
Okay. So I got Elvis something, and it's just been sitting in his office for the last 7 years.
Hold on. It's not my penis bottle opener, isn't it?
You got it, Elvis.
I have to correct you. I have used it many times.
Did you use it to open bottles, though?
Oh, my God.
When are you going to find out that the bottle opener works?
No. Will it work on Scotty's belt?
I don't know. I put a lot of mileage on the
sword fight.
The penis bottle opener.
Hey, and you're holding it, Nate. You're holding
it. Waving it around.
All right.
Put that thing away.
Put it away. Hey, Brody, what's your show and tell? Yeah.
Hey, before I get to that, we got a text message. They want to wish Danielle a happy second anniversary on the show.
Thank you. Congrats, Danielle.
All right, well,
2 years. Seems like a lot longer, but okay.
If you can see this, does anyone recognize this?
Yeah, it looks like a plug from another country.
AC plug? Yeah.
No, it's a plug from a hardline telephone. This is the plugs that used to go in the wall. So
they used to have those.
This weighs 20 pounds. Oh my it's God. My grandfather's old rotary phone. Oh. And so I use it on my my desk. I make it look like, you know, it's all like a hello. You know, but it's got the dial on it.
Do that again.
Hello.
Hello. Like
who do you do that for?
Myself. Nobody calls me.
Oh, okay.
So this is the old.
Oh, you know, I love those.
The old dial. And it's so old. It used to come with your own phone number typed in on that little circle in the middle.
It usually started with letters, didn't it?
Like R7. So cool. Yeah. So this was MA5.
Yeah. Here's the thing about that. That plug module that you showed us is actually nowhere near as nearly as old as that phone. That's an upgrade. That's new.
You're 100% right.
Those phones you would hardwire into the wall.
Whoa, really?
I was there. I know.
Yeah. So if you move into an old apartment or an old house and you see a plug with four holes in it, it's for this thing.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, who knew?
Okay.
Mind blown.
Who knew?
That was a great little... show me to show and tell. What's it called?
Yeah, show and tell.
Yeah, show and tell. I was just calling something else. Show me your.
I'm in the middle of a podcast. I'll call you back.
Yeah. Hello.
Oh, I just found a striking resemblance from the Daniel photo to the.
What's that?
What is that? That look anything like that?
That's Tilly from Coney Island.
Okay. Hey, Danielle, look at your portrait. Show it again, Scary, and see if you can take off your glasses and do that. Look like her. You have to widen your face
and have a bus run you over.
And if you talk like this, she sounds like she talks like this.
Hello, I talk to you. Hello.
Her head looks like a coconut.
Ermagerd.
New phone tech character. New phone tech.
Oh my gosh,
character.
What's wrong with my teeth?
I don't know.
Outlined.
They're definitely
in real life or the picture.
Yeah. Shut up, Brody.
How much time we have, Frog?
Oh man.
2.5 minutes.
Oh, we have time for a butthurt question.
Oh,
go, Nate.
Hell yeah, okay. Come on, Nate.
All right, Elvis. Since you asked, who in this Zoom room has the prettiest nipples?
Danielle.
Do you know I had two babies sucking on those? I'm not so sure, Elvis.
I'm a little offended. I'm a little
but
offended.
But I did Garrett, have them fixed and lifted, so maybe.
That's why I said that. And Garrett's the second place.
Oh, I think it's Scotty B. Scotty B would even show us. Scotty, show us your nipples.
He's got big tits.
Pretty good.
Okay.
What is wrong with us?
All right.
Okay. Got a minute and a half left. Keep going.
Danielle. Yeah. Who would be the first person in this Zoom room to take a bullet for you?
Froggy.
Oh.
Yeah, for sure.
Offended.
Who would be the last person to take a bullet for you?
Scary.
Oh, that's bullshit.
Scary would push her in front of the bullet.
Yeah.
I think Elvis would take a bullet for me, too. I think Gandhi would too.
But totally. Wait, Danielle, Scary would know each other 25 years.
Scary would shoot the bullet to save his own life.
Yeah.
Scary, you've thrown me into a wall. How do
Not
I
only that, Scary, you also left Greg T when he was having a shrimp allergy on the street corner.
Yeah, that was true. Yeah. Apple allergy.
Apple allergy, sorry.
Yeah, can I say Froggy, Elvis, and Gandhi? I think all three of them would.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, totally.
All right, Gandhi, last question.
Okay.
Who is the last person you'd want living in your house with you?
Oh, God.
Hold on. Right now, like during these times, or at any time?
Anytime. Okay. I guess, yeah.
Okay.
During these times, I'm going to go with during these times. This is going to be Scary. Because
he's tripping him out.
The COVID kid.
Yeah. He's a spreader. He's got the vid. He's dripping in it. I love you, Scary, but just right now.
He's a water sprinkler of the COVID.
Yeah. But overall, who would it be? Overall.
Overall, I don't know. It's kind of a tough call. I love all of you guys.
Froggy wants you to say me. He's begging for you. So.
No, it's Brody. No.
Brody would be the one that I cannot live with.
Hold on. I'm going to talk to people who like me.
Yeah. Which is absolutely no one on the phone. Yeah.
Nobody there.
It's cricket.
Wrong number.
Right. We're done. Get out of here. Goodbye. Oh, this is our last 15-minute morning show podcast of the week.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
Oh.
Yeah.
Love you guys.
See you next week.
Bye, Danielle 1 and 2.
Bye. I hate you all.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.